Good morning, everyone. Today is the 1st of May, May Day. Shout out to a good friend of mine, Walt Stickle. Happy birthday today, Walt. Walt Stickle's 80 years old today. And a decade from now, I'll be 80 years old. So, creeping up on, you know, I talked to Walt and he says, I'm on the caboose. I'm looking over the railing of the caboose on the train. So I guess I'm on the caboose. I'm not over to the railing yet, maybe. Anyway, Mark's ready to read 1 John 3 today. This particular chapter of 1 John says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Bestowed, it's free will in that, bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Two seeds. Beloved, that means love before the foundation of the world. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. And also he goes on to say that he that committeth sin is of the devil. And he also says, whoever is born of God does not commit sin. Now, we don't say we don't have any sin, but we know that our sins have all been forgiven and accounted as far as the east is from the west, because of the perfect sacrifice of Christ, and because the fact that we've been born again by the Spirit of God, because he is born of God, verse 9. Also, it talks about the fact that we should love one another, not like Cain, who slew his brother. And we're not supposed to hate our brothers. Let us love in word, but in deed and in truth. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read these 24 verses of this chapter. I hope you all have a good day today and enjoy the spring weather we're having.
John chapter 3, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law, also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not, whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death into life, because we love the brother, and he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, so we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Whoso hath this world's good seeth brother have need, seeth his brother have need, and shut up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him. My little children, let us not love the world. My little children, let us not love in word, either in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave his commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him, and hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark. I hope you all have a good day today, and anyway, let us always remember that we have been, God's love has been bestowed upon us. Not something we drum up of our own free will, which doesn't exist. I had someone tell me one time, nobody's going to take my free will away from me. Well, my answer to that person is, how can you have something taken away from you that you don't even have? God bless.